We now resume with argument in case number 2014-883, Columbus City Schools versus Franklin County Board of Revision. Mr. Gillis.
Thank you. May it please the court, my name is Mark Gillis on behalf of the Board of Education of the Columbus City School District. We've heard a lot today about BTA inconsistency. This court has heard it a lot today, and they've heard it a lot in the last month, I believe. You're going to hear more of it this afternoon, as we move on today. I think that's the basis for the record number of filings before this court in the past year and a half. We have five cases today. I don't think I've ever seen five cases on appeals from the BTA be argued in the same day. I think it stems really from a lack of analysis by the BTA and its decisions. When they are in fact a finder of fact, they now only make summary factual conclusions with little or no support. In the present case, everyone in the case agrees that the subject property sold in an arm's length transaction in January of 2007 for $3,490,000. This was the auditor's value for tax year 2009. No one has ever disputed the arm's length nature of the sale. As a result, 571303 in this court's decision in Berea and its long progeny require that the value be set at the sale price. The only way this presumption can be overcome, and quite frankly, before appraisal evidence can even be considered, is if a party arguing against the sale proves that it wasn't recent. In Buckeye Hospitality's attempt to meet this burden, it asked the BTA, and now asked this court, to look to its appraisal first. This actually puts the cart before the horse, as the appraisal is irrelevant until recency has been effectively refuted. Regardless, Buckeye Hospitality's appraisal does not adequately refute the recency of the 2007 sale. Buckeye Hospitality claimed that its appraiser and its appraisal showed a change in market for the subject between January of 2007, the date of sale, and January 1st of 2009. This statement is simply incorrect. Buckeye Hospitality's appraiser, Mr. Schneider, never discussed the sale, let alone perform any analysis of the sale of the subject property in his appraisal report. His appraisal report contains a single sentence regarding the sale of the subject. Quote, per the Franklin County Public Records, the subject property most recently transferred January 26, 2007 from Janaki Inc. to Buckeye Hospitality Inc. for $3,490,000. This is a statement of fact about which no one disagrees. It is not an analysis of the sale. Mr. Snyder's report actually shows the data contained in the report that no such change in the market occurred between the sale date and January 1st of 2009. First, no one ever claimed in this case that the market had any change during calendar year 2007. Therefore, in order to successfully claim or rebut principle of recency in this case, any change in the market must have occurred during calendar year 2008, prior to January 1st, 2009. Four of Mr. Snyder's sale comps occurred during 2008, one as early as February of 2008. For each of these sales, Mr. Snyder specifically stated that the market was, quote, similar, end quote, and made no adjustment whatsoever for market conditions. Therefore, any change in the market now must have occurred between January 1st of 2008 and February of 2008.
I apologize, Mr. Gillis, for the interruption.
However, Mr. Snyder testified that the recession to which he relies upon for proving this change in market occurred in the fall of 2008. He stated that it had a devastating effect on the U.S. economy. That may be true. However, that is a long-term hindsight statement. While the effect, while there may have been that effect, such effect was obviously not present for the subject property as of January 1st of 2009. Otherwise, Mr. Snyder would have had to have made massive adjustments to his four sales that occurred in 2008. One of which, one was in as early as February, one was in March, and one was in May. With the recession starting in the fall of 2008, and Mr. Snyder determining that the market was similar for all of these sales as early as February 2008, that certainly proves that the recession had not yet impacted the subject property as of January 1st, 2009. It may have, in fact, affected the subject property after that date, but those dates are not before this court. This is essentially the same fact pattern as this court saw in the Knickerbocker case, where there was a sale of the subject property, an appraiser claimed a change in market. However, this court stated that the claim in market conditions was contradicted by the appraiser's actual adjustments in his appraisal report. In that particular case, the appraiser made upward adjustments for time, but claimed that the market was declining. The Board of Education would submit that while upward adjustments weren't made in this case, making no adjustments and saying that the market was similar, but then saying it was declining in order to reject the sale is likewise just as inconsistent. The bottom line is Mr. Snyder made no adjustments to these sales because the effect of the recession was not felt until after January 1st of 2009. Buckeye Hospitality and the BTA also point to what they call industry and market data, which were included in Mr. Snyder's report to support the change in, asserted change in market. There were two pieces of evidence that they pointed to. One was the CorpAz third quarter 2009 investor survey. By its own title, this document relates to changes in the economy that took place in the third quarter of 2009, well after the tax lien date in question. The report also summarizes investor expectation from the third quarter of 2009 and beyond. It has nothing to do with market conditions during 2008. A couple of quotations from this CorpAz survey, quote, the recession was expected to have adverse consequences for the lodging industry in 2009. Lodging demand is expected to decrease in 2009. Average daily rates are expected to decline in the second half of 2009. It goes on and on. This report shows nothing about 2008. It purports to support a change in market in 2009, but 2009 is not before this court, and it was not before the Board of Tax Appeals. The second piece of evidence pointed to by Buckeye Hospitality was the Star Report. They make a claim that the Star Report data in the appraisal report somehow supports a change in the performance of the subject property, certainly a significant change. And they cite some percentages which simply aren't on the page that they reference in the report. Mr. Snyder didn't use the Star Report for support of a change in market. He used it solely to compare the subject property to its competitive set. And his only statement with regard to this was that it would compete favorably with its competitive set. The actual operating statements for the subject property prove that no significant change in the performance of the subject property took place between January of 2007 and January of 2009. The occupancy rate changed by a mere 1.31%. The average daily rate changed by 4.7%. Finally, we come to what I believe was the crux of the BTA's decision, which is the paired sales analysis. The BTA relied heavily on the fact that Mr. Snyder used two paired sales, which are just simply multiple sales of the same property over a period of time. His sale comparable number four was originally sold in March of 2006 for $2,215,000. It then sold again in February of 2008 for $2.1 million, a nominal difference of 5%. His sale comparable number three sold in May of 2006, and then again in September of 2008, the difference being 10%. Both a 5% and a 10% change in sale prices can be attributed to any number of factors, including poor management, deferred maintenance, additional competition in the local market. These two particular comparables were located in Cincinnati and, amazingly, Warren, Indiana. What that has to do with Columbus, Ohio, nobody has explained. The BTA, in this case, simply threw out the sale of the subject property, and but you allowed Mr. Snyder to use his sale comparable number one, which actually occurred prior to the sale of the subject property. It occurred in July of 2006, more than 6 months older than the sale of the subject. And what did Mr. Snyder do? He applied a mere 10% adjustment to market conditions. If the subject of the sale, the sale of the subject can't be used with a 10% adjustment, then no other comp can. And quite frankly, that would mean in any sales comparison approach, when an appraiser has to use a market conditions adjustment, that sale cannot be used either. The BTA made a reference in a footnote with regard to Mr. Snyder's failure to use the sale in his report in any fashion, stating that the Board of Education claimed that they should have used that sale, and the BTA's result was that even if the subject sale was used and adjusted similarly, it would not have changed the adjusted range of values by Mr. Snyder. The statement is technically true, but incredibly misleading. Had Snyder included the sale of the subject property and adjusted it accordingly, either by 5% or 10%, this otherwise perfect comparable, no other adjustments need to be made, it's the same property, it would have landed in the upper end of Mr. Snyder's range at $22,900 per room, as opposed to the middle where Mr. Snyder opined at $20,000 per room. This would have resulted in a value nearly 15% higher than Mr. Snyder's value, which is a higher difference than he even said the market had changed. When Mr. Snyder was asked why he didn't use the sale, he didn't say it wasn't because it was not recent. He couldn't. He used in his sale comparable number one was further away from tax lien date. He said, I could have, but I chose not to. In other words, had he used the sale of the subject property, he would not have been able to justify the low value that he finally concluded to. The Board of Education requests that this court reverse the BTA and hold that Buckeye Hospitality failed to rebut the presumption of recency that of the January 2007 sale and reinstate the auditor's value, which was in fact that sale price, or in the alternative, to do what the BTA should have done, which is make the nominal adjustment to the sale price of 5 or 10% and set the value accordingly.
Thank you, Mr. Gillis. Buckeye Hospitality has waived argument, and so this case will be submitted, and the court will advise the parties of its decision.